量的努力，希望每一次都印得很正确，让弟兄姐妹能够有一个正确的了解。
We try our very best every week to print the information as accurately as we can.
不过有些时候，这个已经印出来呀，临时换了人，所以呀，这也是很困难的、难免的情形，请大家原谅。
But sometimes there may be mistakes because of last-minute changes.
我们这个人名的第二行是这个翻译。
Under the second section there, people who are involved in a worship service, in the second row, you read names of interpreters.
我们通常有两个翻译，有些时候有三个翻译。
Usually we only have two interpreters, and other times we have three.
那么我盼望大家了解哪一个翻译是哪一个人。
I'd just like to make sure you know which interpreter is for whom.
通常翻译的第一个名字是替讲道的人翻译的。
Usually the first interpreter is the interpreter for the speaker of that morning.
第二个翻译的人是替当天的主席翻译的。
The second interpreter is the interpreter for the chairman of that morning.
假如当天有人做见证的话，有第三个翻译的人的名字。
And if that morning,there is a certain person giving testimony, then the third interpreter would be the interpreter for the person giving the testimony.
若是那天早上没有人做见证，就只有两个翻译的人。
And if there's no testimony that morning, then we only have two interpreters.
有些时候啊，我们做主席的弟兄觉得困难，他不晓得是哪一个人翻译，替这个讲的，替这个做见证的人翻译。所以我今天在这里讲，大家都能够了解。
Sometimes it may be a little confusing, but this morning the intent is to clarify.
此外我们在这里也提到其他的人名字，最后一行呢是这个招待的名字。
Other than these other names here, the last row you would see the names of the ushers of that morning.
有些人很热心，他希望能够认识教会的每一个人，那么这个招待很难认识。
Sometimes it's difficult if you want to really get to know all these people, especially among the ushers.
那么在这里四个招待的名字是不是就是收奉献从这里开始按着次序站在这里？我告诉大家不是的。
In case you're wondering, if when they collect the offering, the ushers stand in front here, according to the position of their names in the program, that is not the case.
所以在这一方面呢，这个你假如愿意认识，你需要特别的能够了解。
So you have to do your own little research to find out who is who among the ushers.
每个月的第一个礼拜天，我们有几个特别的节目。
Now, on the first Sunday of every month, we have special.Events.
我们一个月一次，我们用中英文读这个使徒信经，就是在每个月的第一个礼拜天。
First Sunday every month, we read the Apostles' Creed in both English and Chinese.
这是我们信仰最基本的内容。
This Apostles' Creed summarizes the basic doctrines of our belief.
我真是盼望我们能够背诵那个使徒信经，就好像我们能够背诵主导文一样。
I hope every one of us can memorize that, just like we memorize the Lord's Prayer.
假如有人问你，你到礼拜堂去，你是基督徒，你信的是什么，你就可以背给他听。
In case someone asks you, you're a Christian, what do you believe? You can simply recite the Apostles' Creed.
第一个礼拜天每个月的，我们也吃圣餐，也收那个爱心的奉献。
Also, on the first Sunday of every month, we have...The Holy Communion, and also we take a love offering after the Holy Communion.
这个爱心的奉献就是要帮助我们中间有什么人有特别这个钱财方面的需要。
The purpose of the love offering is to build a fund which is not used for the operation of the church, but is to be kept to help those who may have financial needs.
除了第一个礼拜以外，其他的几个主日，有些时候我们有特别的应愿。
Other than the first Sunday of every month, on other Sundays, we may also have special music programs.
我们也常常有人做见证，好像今天早上一样。
And frequently, we also have people giving testimonies.
最近在做见证的人都是上一次去年这个感恩节主日受洗的那些人。
All the testimonies you heard in the last several months were from people who were baptized at our last baptismal.
在这个秩序表的背面，我们印一节圣经，然后我们也印这个未来一周，从今天开始到礼拜六，教会里面一切的活动。
On the back, you see a schedule of programs for this coming week, starting today until this coming Saturday.
我们尽量的盼望把它印得非常清楚，大家要看就可以很容易了解。
We really hope to print them very accurately so that many of you can be involved in the program.
我们按照日期先后应，在同一天发生的事情按照那个时间什么时候 先开始，按照时间的先后的顺序尽量的应得清楚。
The schedule is printed from top to bottom in chronological order.
我们希望中英文都有，若是你有兴趣参加任何的聚会，你一找就可以找到哪一个聚会是合适你参加的。
And by looking at the schedule, it's very easy to figure out which one would be most suitable for you.
本堂因为需要，我们有两种正式的 official 的 language， 就是国语啊 Mandarin， 还有就是这个英文。
Because of need in our church, there are two major languages being used in our church. One is English, the other is Mandarin Chinese.
我们在聚会名称的后面也很清楚的印哪一个聚会是用哪一种的语言，免得你来参加，哎呀，你听不懂。
As part of the schedule, you also see the language which is used at each one of these meetings.
假如你是两种语言都会，那最好，你什么活动都可以参加。假如你只会一种的话，你就需要选择来参加。
So if you only have command of one of the two languages, then you need to select which meeting is suitable for you.
最后一行是印那个聚会的地点。
And the last column, you see the place of the meetings.
假如是在只有一个聚会，我们就把那个聚会的房间的号码印出来。假如是同一个时间同一个聚会在好几个不同的房间，我们没有办法把它全部印出来，我们只是说就在礼拜堂。
If we know exactly which room it'll be in, then we would print the room number. Otherwise, we simply denote the place as a church.
那么有些时候是在弟兄姐妹的家中举行，我们在后面就注明是在哪一个人的家里。这个哪一个人的家到底在什么地方呢？在这个整个聚会表的下面啊，按照先后的顺序，我们把那个家庭的主人中文的英文的名字都印出来，把他的地址和电话都印出来。万一你去找不到人啊，你可以打电话问那个地点，希望给大家很大的方便。
And if the place is not a church and at one of the members' homes, the address will be printed at the bottom of the activity schedule.
啊，我盼望大家都能够很注意这个节目。若是有人对教会的事工有兴趣，你们很容易帮助他们参加合适他们参加的聚会。
I really hope that all of you would be very familiar with our weekly schedule so that you can assist others in getting involved.
今天早晨我要请主席和主席的翻译帮助我，也帮助我们大家想这个问题。
This morning I'd like to ask the chairman and also his interpreter to help me to leave a deeper impression with you on the programs we have.
先我要问今天的主席侯弟兄一个问题。
I'd like to ask our chairman a question.
我们大家都看这个节目表啊。比方说今天有一个人来找侯弟兄。
Looking at your program, assume that this morning someone came up to Brother Ho here.
这个人呢，他年纪比较大一点，五十多岁，他不会讲英文的。
He's an elderly person and he only speaks Mandarin.
他说我很喜欢参加教会的活动。
He said, I really like to get involved in this church.
可是我礼拜天呢，常常有事情不能来。我平常的晚上都可以来，怎么办
？And he says that on Sundays I'm especially busy and may not be able to be here every Sunday, but I like to get involved on other days of the week.
我现在要问我们的主席一个问题，就是假如有这样的一个人，他来找你，你要推荐他参加哪几个聚会
？I'd like to ask our chairman this morning if such a person comes up to you and asks you that question, what would you recommend to him?
因为在这个聚会表上面。在晚上的时间上呢，有几个聚会是适合我参加的。
Looking at the schedule, I can see that in the evenings during the week, there are several meetings that are suitable.
在聚会表上是有一个星期三晚上的有一个查经祷告会。
On Wednesday evening, we have a prayer meeting and Bible study.
那是用中文的。
Which is conducted in Mandarin.
地点呢是在教会。
And it's held at the church.
假如星期五晚上呢，也有个中文的聚会。
On Friday evenings, we also have a Mandarin meeting.
那是家庭聚会。
This is a family meeting.
是七点半，比如下一个礼拜呢是在周弟兄的府上。
For example, next Friday will be at Mr. and Mrs. Charles' home.
我想有这两个都是中文的聚会。
And both of these meetings will be very good.
谢谢。我现在再要问 Anson 一个问题啊。
Now I'd like to.
假如今天有一个人来找你。
If this morning someone comes up to you.
他说我很喜欢音乐。
He says, I really like music.
我是在大学二年级念书。
I'm a sophomore in college.
我虽然信主，可是我有很多圣经的问题我都不明白。
Even though I'm a Christian, but there are many things I don't understand about the Bible.
我家住得很远，我在 Huntington Beach.
I live quite away from the church. In fact, I live in Huntington Beach.
你知道我除了礼拜天能够来，其他的时间都不可能来。
You know that other than Sundays, I can't really come to church to be involved.
假如这样的一个人他说我希望尽量的多参加教会的活动，我是这样的一个情形。那么 Ann, 请你告诉我
He says if, you know, under the circumstances, and I'd like to get involved, what would you recommend?
Okay, I think the first thing I'd tell him is to start on Saturday night, maybe go home from his day a little earlier, so he can get a good night's sleep the next morning, or go back from the library earlier, whichever the case. In the morning, to get up early and join the college class for Sunday school at 9 o'clock. And you can see that in your bulletin. And the college class is conducted in English. It's upstairs in the church building. After it's over at 10, we have personal prayer sessions at 10:10. And the English is going to be in room 202. And this is good for spending a few moments to prepare our hearts before the worship service. And 10:30 is the worship service itself. And after that, you will notice on your bulletin that we have choir lunch and practice at 12:10. Now, since this person is so into music, I would suggest that he or she would stay after the service. We have some ladies in our church who have prepared lunch for us every Sunday for the choir. And after that, then he'd be able to join our beautiful choir in practicing until about 1:30 or 2. And which means the next Sunday, then he would have to come a little earlier, 10 o'clock before the worship to practice with the choir. And I think with that, then he would really enjoy our church.
非常谢谢 Ann 姐。我今天盼望就是借着这个方式，让我们大家都想想看，我所能够做到的，或者有一个人他能够做到的是怎么样，能够尽量的帮助他多参加教会的活动。
The purpose of this morning is to take some time and encourage all of you.To pay more attention to our weekly activities, not only for yourself, but also maybe to help others get more involved in our church. This morning we continue looking at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章讲到亚伯拉罕是一个信心的伟人，是一位信心的巨人。
Hebrews chapter 11, among others, talked about.Abraham being a father of faith or a real man of faith.
信心一定需要根据神的话。
Our faith must be based on God's word.
神给人一个应许，人凭着信心接受那个应许。
When God gives a promise to men, based on the promise he made,believes by faith that God will fulfill that promise.
在希伯来书十一章里面，很多个地方提到信心这个信字。
In chapter 11 of Hebrews, the word faith occurred many times.
在这一章圣经里面也有好几个地方提到应许这个字。
In the same chapter, we also encounter another word which occurred frequently, and that is the word promise.
请看第十一节。
Please look down the chapter with me.
第十一节
Verse 11
因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数还能怀孕因他以为那应许他的是可信的
Verse 11 of Hebrews 11 By faith even Sarah herself received ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life since she considered him faithful who had promised
在这里提到应许是讲到神神给人应许这里提到应许的神
This verse talks about our God as being a God who gives promises to man
神应许人他一定照着做那应许我们的是可信的
If God makes a promise to man you can count on it for sure he'll fulfill that promise because he is a faithfulGod who makes promises.
我们再看第十七节
Verse 17.
这里也提到应许
Also talk about promises.
从另外一个角度
From another perspective.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候就把以撒献上这便是那欢喜领受应许的将自己独生的儿子献上
Verse 17, by faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son.
在这一节圣经里面也提到应许, 这是讲到一个接受神应许的人, 亚伯拉罕。
Verse 17 also talked about promises. Talked about Abraham being a person who had received promises from God.
在中文的圣经里面提到, 欢喜领受应许的。 我不晓得欢喜这两个字在我们英文的圣经里面是不是也提到。
Unlike the English Bible, in the Chinese version, there are two additional words, or one additional word, which appears. It says, he who had gladly received the promises.
这一节圣经讲到接受应许的人, 前一节圣经讲到赐应许的神, 赐应许的神是可信的, 我们接受神应许的人应当存着一个欢喜的心,
Verse 11 talked about the God who makes promises. He is faithful in keeping his promises. And verse 17 talked about the one who receives the promises must receive it with a glad attitude.
为什么要欢喜呢? 因为神不会开空头支票, 神怎么对你说, 将来你就一定可以得到。
Why is it that when we receive promises from God, we need to receive it with gladness? The reason is that God never writes a check out of bounds. You can count on it that it will be fulfilled for sure. So when we receive the promise, it's as good as receiving what he had promised.
我还要再跟大家看, 第九节。
Look at verse 9 with me.
这个第九节就是讲到神给我们的应许是哪一类的福分。
Verse 9 talked about what type of things God promised to us.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客。 好像在异地居住帐篷啊，这里讲到应许之地。
Verse 9, by faith he lived as an alien, that's Abraham, in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. Verse 9 talked about the land of promise.
这个地是讲到在我们现在的这个地球上，这个地上。
Land is talking about land on this earth.
这是代表神所给我们的应许的福分，这个属地的这一方面的福分。
We can learn from this verse that there will be things that God's going to promise to us, which will be earthly, materially.
还有另外一方面的福分。
And then there are other promises.
也记载在这里。
Also in this chapter.
请看十三节。
Verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。这里注意看见。 这里提到应许，并没有得着所应许，却是从远处望见，且是欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若是想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。在这里讲到神所应许另外一方面的福分，是属灵的福分，是天上的福分。
Verse 13, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth, for those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And going down to verse 16, it says, but as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one.
我今天早上首先盼望跟大家交通的就是我们要有信心，要学习在圣经上抓住神的应许。
The lesson that I'd like to share with you this morning is to have faith as a Christian and to grab hold of the promises which have been given to us.
神应许有一些属世的福分，也有一些属天的福分。
In the scriptures, God made it very clear that there will be many things that he has promised to us which are earthly, what we are going to receive on this earth, and also other things that we're going to receive in heaven.
属世的福分是宝贵的。 可是这是今生的，是暂时的。属灵的福分是我们更应当追求的，那是永远长存的。Physical
earthly blessings are good. We need to cherish them, but they are temporal. We need to continue to seek for the spiritual blessings.
神是可信的，他怎么说，他就怎么做。God
is faithful. Whatever He says, He will fulfill.
我们这些得着神应许的人，我们应当欢喜快乐。
And those of us who have received the promise from God, we need to receive it gladly.
你有没有得到神的应许?
If you receive God's promise,
你有没有存着一个欢喜快乐的心, 等候神的应许。
Have you received God's promises with gladness and wait upon His fulfillment of them?
圣经里面提到亚伯拉罕，他有信心，他有信心跟随神。
The Bible talks about Abraham had faith. He had faith to follow after God.
他有信心等候神。
He had faith to wait upon God.
他有信心把最好的奉献给神。
And he had not faith to offer up his very best to God.
刚才我们看的希伯来书第十一章第十七节，讲到亚伯拉罕因着信，他被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这个以撒就是他最心爱的，他一百岁的时候所得到的那个独生的儿子。
Verse 17 says, By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. Isaac was his most beloved son, whom he received when he was 100 years old, and he was willing to offer Isaac up to the Lord.
我们要大家思想一个问题，亚伯拉罕他怎么会有信心做这么困难的事情呢？
We need to consider how did Abraham arrive at this point of having so much faith to offer up the thing or the person he treasured the most.
有些时候我们奉献一点我们都舍不得，为什么他会有这么大的奉献的能力呢？把最好的最舍不得的都奉献出来呢？
Sometimes even when we just offer up very little and we're so reluctant, how is it that Abraham was able to offer up so much and so willingly?
亚伯拉罕也不是生下来就会奉献，在过去的年月中，神曾经训练他，训练他，渐渐地长进，然后达到那个属灵的高峰。
Let me share with you, Abraham was not born with great faith. His faith was developed and nurtured through many years.
看见亚伯拉罕的事情，我们不要灰心丧胆，我们应当从那个基本的地方开始学习神的帮助，我们也会渐渐长进。
When you see the life of Abraham, do not be disappointed or get discouraged.We need to grab hold of the basics and start from there and develop our faith in God.
在创世纪里面记载很多亚伯拉罕的事情。
In the book of Genesis is recorded many things about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕当时世代的人，他们的生活，他们的价值观念是怎么样的呢？
What type of world was Abraham living in? How were the people like? What were their values?
我们看创世纪第十一章。
Turn with me, please, to Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪第十一章
Genesis chapter 11
亚伯拉罕的时代
It's back in the time of Abraham
创世纪十一章第一节那时天下人的口音言语都是一样他们往东边迁移的时候在示拿地遇见一片平原就住在那里他们彼此商量说来吧我们要做砖把砖烧透了他们就拿砖当石头又拿石漆当灰泥他们说来吧我们要建造一座城和一座塔塔顶通天为要传扬我们的名免得我们分散在全地上
Back in the days of Abraham, we read in Genesis chapter 11 verse 1 Now the whole earth used the same language and the same words and it came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there and they said to one another come let us make bricks and burn them thoroughlyAnd they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven. And let us make for ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth.
当时的世代，那些人，他们努力所做的，可以用两件东西代表，就是在第三节、第四节里面所说的，一座城和一座塔。
People back in those days and what they were after can be characterized by two words in verse 4, a city and a tower.
这个城做什么用的呢?
What is the purpose of the city?
我们住得最舒服。
City is to build a place to provide comfort for ourselves.
我们死了以后,我们的儿子,我们的孙子继续地住下去。
And after we died, our kids, our grandkids can carry on living in the same city.
那么这座塔是做什么用处的呢?
What is the purpose of the tower?
要把这个塔盖得非常高,让后世的人知道我们这些人有多么伟大,要传扬我们的名。
The purpose of the tower is to build it up so high that it's so distinct that all the people who came after us will give us credit and saying how great were those men who were here before us.
我们的享受,我们的名誉,这是最要紧的两件事。
Our own enjoyment,And our own fame were the two most important things to them.
我们看看亚伯拉罕怎么样。
What about Abraham?
先看第十二章。
Turn with me to chapter 12.
亚伯拉罕在十二章第七节里记载。
Chapter 12, verse 7.
这里讲的亚伯兰呢，就是亚伯拉罕从前的那个名字，同一个人啊。
Verse 7 talked about a person named Abram. That was Abraham's old name.
第七节。耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，大家注意，筑了一座坛。从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，直达帐篷，请大家注意帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，又提到坛，求告耶和华的名。
Genesis 12, verse 7, And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar, notice altar, there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, notice his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
在亚伯拉罕的生活中也有两件很要紧的事，一个是坛。
There are also two things which characterize Abraham's lifestyle. One is an altar, the other one is a tent.
在创世纪里面，我可以找到五个地方讲到亚伯拉罕的坛，四个地方讲到亚伯拉罕的帐篷。
I found at least in five places in the book of Genesis, it talked about Abraham building an altar to the Lord, and about at least four times talked about Abraham building a tent to dwell in.
这个坛是做什么用的？
What is the purpose of the tent?
这个坛不是为自己做的，是为神做的。我在那个地方向神献祭，我在那个地方向神敬拜，我在那里向神祷告。坛让我们想到神。
First of all, what is the purpose of an altar? The altar is not built for ourselves. The altar was built for God. Altar was built as a way of worshiping God, giving credit to God, giving glory to God.
很多的人他们是要盖一座塔，传扬自己。亚伯拉罕。他希望建造一座坛，让人想到神。
Many people want to build a tall, a huge tower to glorify their own name, but Abraham built an altar to glorify God.
塔是让人想到人的伟大，我的伟大。坛是让人想到神的伟大，他的伟大。
The tower is to bring glory to man, to demonstrate the greatness of man.But the altar is to demonstrate the greatness of God.
亚伯拉罕常常住帐篷。
Also, Abraham often built tents to live in.
他不但是在旅行的当中住帐篷，他在一个地方定居下来的时候，圣经上还是说他住帐篷。
Abraham not only built tents to dwell in as he was traveling from one place to another, but the Bible also said that when he got to the city where he wanted to go to, he also built tents to live in.
亚伯拉罕是一个很有钱的人，他为什么要住帐篷呢？
Now Abraham was a very rich man. Now why did he spend all his time living in tents?
我相信在这里有一个很宝贵属灵的意思。
I believe there's a very meaningful spiritual principle here.
建造一座城，意思就是说，我们打算永远在这儿，住在帐篷里，就是想到我是客旅。我是寄居的，我在世界上只有几十年，我将来要到那个天上的家乡去。
Behind building a city is the thought that I'm going to live here for quite a while. Not only that, all my descendants will live here, and the city is a permanent dwelling for me. Whereas a person who dwells in tents, what he's saying is that I believe I'm only passing through here.I only have so many years to live on this earth in this lifetime, but there is a permanent home for me someplace else.
这里告诉我们两种不同的人生观。
There are two different lifestyles or philosophies of life here.
你是采取哪一种的人生观？
Which philosophy do you subscribe to?
有一些的人的人生观是完全以自己为中心的，以这个地球为中心的。以暂时的事情为中心的，另外有一些的人生观，他们不是完全忽略现在的事情，可是他们在思想当中想到自己，也想到神，想到现在的事情，也想到永生的事情。你是哪一种的人生观？
There's a philosophy of life which is purely self-centered. and it's purely based on this earth, and it's purely based on now. But there's another philosophy of life that we can subscribe to, which does not neglect the present or the now or ourselves, but it pays also attention to other than ourselves, it pays also attention to God. It not only pays attention to the present, but also pays attention to the future.
圣经上说, 你要保守你的心, 胜过保守一切, 因为人一生的果效是从心发出来。
The Bible said we need to guard our hearts against other things, because all things we've done originates from our hearts.
你对事情的看法, 决定你的做法。
How you look at things, your attitude toward certain things would determine how you would behave toward that thing.
亚伯拉罕那个时代的人都是那一种的人生观，他能够跟他们不一样，这真是难得，这真是神的恩典。You
can say that every person living in Abraham's day had the philosophy of a self-centered, present-oriented philosophy, except Abraham.
在20世纪的今天，有更多的人想要建造一座城。 有更多的人想要盖更高的塔，可是就是在今天，神也在呼召，也像亚伯拉罕那样愿意跟随神的人，说不定是你，说不定是我。Even
today, things haven't changed much. There's still many people building cities as a permanent dwelling for themselves, thinking that that would last forever, and building towers to glorify themselves, to bring fame to themselves.
大家不要误会我说，我们现在都不要住房子了，啊，我们都去住帐篷。
I'm not saying that we should all sell our houses and buy tents.
感谢神，神给你房子，给你很坚固的房子。
If you have a nice house, thank God for that. Thank God for the beautiful houses you have.
可是，心里要想到天上的事。But
don't forget in your heart where your home really is.
这是亚伯拉罕。This
was Abraham.
神给他的很多，可是。
God blessed Abraham with a great deal of material wealth, and yet Abraham still had his heart.
就是因为这样的一种观念，这样的一种价值的这个衡量的标准，你会发现很多的时候，对事情他的表现有一点不一样。
And it was exactly because of Abraham's attitude, the difference in his attitude, the difference in his philosophy and difference in his values, that the things he did were very different from others.
亚伯拉罕他有一个侄儿，名字叫做罗德。
Abraham had a, I guess, nephew. His name was Lot.
他跟亚伯拉罕一块走。He
traveled with Abraham.
他们都是这个, 有很多很多的牛羊骆驼驴。
Both of them had many cows and sheep and just many cattle.
他们两个人手下的这些牧人呢，就因为争这个水、争这个草的缘故，彼此相争。And
the workers under them, because of fighting for water and fighting for pasture, they began to have conflict.
亚伯拉罕他对罗德说什么话呢？
And then after they had the conflict, Abraham said to Lot,
第八节，13章的第八节，
chapter 13 of Genesis, verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说：“你我不可相争，你的牧人和我的牧人也不可相争，因为我们是骨肉。遍地不都在你眼前吗？请你离开我，你向左，我就向右；你向右，我就向左。”
Genesis 13, verse 8, then Abram said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I'll go to the right, or if to the right, then I'll go to the
left. 你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左，你先选。
Abraham gave Lot the first choice. If you want to go toward the right, then I'll go to the left.
罗德一点不客气，他就选了最好。
So Lot grabbed hold of the opportunity. He looked down at the valley and he picked the best part of the land.
可是神的祝福不跟罗德同在,
but God's blessing,
跟亚伯拉罕同在,
but God's blessing did not go with Lot. It went with Abram.
第十四节怎么说呢?
Verse 14.
罗德离开亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说, 从你所在的地方, 你举目向东西南北观看,
Verse 14, the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever.
罗德后来他住到一个繁华的城市, Sodoma。
Lot chose what appears to be more fertile valley land, but then that was, he went into a city of sin in Sodom.
后来因为有打仗的事情, 那个整个索多玛城的人都被仇敌俘虏去了, 罗德也被俘虏去了。
So while Lot was living in the city of Sodom, the king of Sodom entered into a war with some of the neighbors. And the neighboring king came and captured the city of Sodom along with Lot and took Lot and the people of Sodom as captives.
亚伯拉罕不念旧恶, 他还是奋不顾身地去救罗德一家人回来。
And holding no grudges, Abraham heard about this. He went out and took his men to rescue Lot.
他把那个索多玛城里面被俘虏去的人和财产全部都救回来。
And he not only rescued Lot, but he also rescued all the Sodomites, the people living in Sodom, and brought them back to their city.
那个城的国王非常感谢亚伯拉罕。
So the king of Sodom was very grateful for the rescue.
请看第十四章第二十一节。
And then he said to Abraham in chapter 14, verse 21.
索多玛王对亚伯兰说, 你把人口给我, 财物你可以自己拿去吧。 亚伯兰对索多玛王说, 我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓, 凡是你的东西, 就是一根线, 一根血带, 我都不拿, 免得你说, 我使亚伯兰富足。
Verse 21 of chapter 14, And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give the people to me, and take the goods for yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have sworn to the Lord God Most High, possessors of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal thorn or anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich.
亚伯拉罕知道神一定要赐福给他。神已经说过，将来我要使你成为一个大国，很多的财富。既然是这样，我现在就不贪这个小便宜。
You see, Abraham knew and was convinced that God had promised to bless him, and he knew that God will bless him. So even though he has all these spoils from his battle, he had no need of them, and he had no desire for them.
一根线, 一根鞋带我都不要。
Not even a thread or a sandal thorn I will take from you.
神一定要祝福我的, 将来我一定会很富足的, 我怕将来有一天你会说是我使他富足,
because,
不是, 是神。
Because I know that God has promised to bless me, and one day I will be blessed richly, and I don't want to come upon that day and have you say that it was because of your help to me now that helped me to be rich later.
这是有信心，这是有一种正确的观念，所以他做事不一样。
This represents Abraham's faith and also his attitude. Because of his attitude, that it brought about these type of actions.
亚伯拉罕打仗胜利回来的时候，去欢迎他的还有另外一个至高神的祭司，就是麦基洗德。
On his return and his rescue of all the people of Sodom, at the end of the victory battle, Abraham also met another person.
这个人的名字记载在第, 18节。
This was another king in those days, in verse 18.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。 他为亚伯兰祝福说：“愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。”注意下边的话，亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。Verse
18, another king, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High, and he blessed Abraham and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And then Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all that he had.
这是圣经里面第一个地方提到十分之一的奉献，这个奉献的人是亚伯拉罕。
This is the first place in the Bible talked about giving tenth. The person who's giving is Abraham.
奉献十分之一。 若是一个人十分之一也舍不得奉献，那不可能让他献以撒。
if a person who was not willing to give him one-tenth of his material possessions, there's no way that person can possibly give up his Isaac.
一个人在没有钱的时候舍不得奉献十分之一，等到他很有钱的时候，一定舍不得了。When
a person is still poor and is not willing to give one-tenth, there's no way that he's going to give one-tenth after he becomes rich.
假如一个人是年轻的时候就信主的，他年轻的时候舍不得奉献十分之一，他一辈子也舍不得奉献十分之一。When
a young person who's growing up in the Lord and is not willing to give up even one-tenth for the Lord, for the rest of his life, he would not be able to do it.
亚伯拉罕在奉献的事情上，他先有一个正确的观念，他能够不贪心，他能够不跟别人抢夺，他能够奉献十分之一，渐渐渐渐，他属灵的力量强壮。
Abraham was slowly growing in his faith. He was not greedy. He did not grab onto everything that he could set his hands on. He was very willing to give things to other people because he knew God would bless them. And God slowly developed his faith until one day God asked him to offer up his son Isaac to him.
在希伯来书里面有一个地方提到十分之一的奉献。
In the book of Hebrews, also, there's a place also talked about giving of one-tenth.
他说在世界上，收那个十分之一奉献的人，将来有一天要过去。可是在天上收那个十分之一奉献的，他永远在。这个意思是什么呢？我们奉献十分之一不是单单奉献给一个教堂、一个人，一群人，我们乃是奉献给神，神纪念，神要报答。In
Hebrews, it says that one day, the man who received the one-tenth of offering will pass away. But then there will be one who will receive one-tenth of offering who will not pass away. What does this mean? This is talking about Melchizedek, who was a human representing God receiving the one-tenth that will be gone. Just like us, as we give one-tenth to our church, which is only a human form or the earthly form, that will pass away. But one day, our giving of one-tenth to God, that will remain. And so in our tithing or giving one-tenth, it's not just to church, but it's to God.
我从来没有看见一个切实遵守十一奉献的人会变成一个穷人。I
have never met one person that who became poor because he was giving one-tenth to God.
亚伯拉罕越奉献，神越赐福给他。The
spiritual principle is that the more you give to God, the more you'll receive.
这是讲到亚伯拉罕的奉献，有信心他能奉献。This
is talking about Abraham's offering because of his faith.
我们再回到希伯来书第十一章，我们看第十一节。Let's
turn back to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第十一节。Hebrews
chapter 11 verse 11.
这儿说，因着信，然后说撒拉，这个撒拉是谁？亚伯拉罕的妻子。
Verse 11, by faith even Sarah. Who was Sarah? Sarah was Abraham's wife.
亚伯拉罕不但是他自己是个有信心的人，感谢神，他的妻子也是个有信心的人。
Abraham was not only a great man of faith, but his wife, Sarah, was also a person of faith.
信心的伙伴，最亲密的伙伴，两个人都是有信心的，这个是一个幸福家庭的基础。The
partnership of faith. Husband and wife. This is the basis of a successful family.
几个礼拜以前，有一对可爱的年轻人来找我，说我希望在礼拜堂举行这个婚礼。Not
long ago, there was a young couple who came to me and said that we like to have our wedding in the church.
我说很好，我帮助你们。I
said great. I'm very willing to help.
但是我想要问你们，你们信主了没有？But
I'd like to ask you, are both of you Christians?
他们说我们两个都还没有信主。
Both of them said, no, not neither one of us.
我说我很希望你们能够信主，建立一个基督化的家庭，我愿意尽我的力量帮助你们。I
told them that I really wished both of you could become Christians, to build a Christian family together. I'd be very willing to help you in doing that.
我们3月15号早上有这个纪要真理的，很欢迎你们来参加。Starting
March 15, Sunday morning, we're going to start a basic...
上一个主日是纪要真理班的第一次，今天早晨9点钟到10点钟我们有第二次。We
started our basic Christianity class last Sunday, and for the first time, and today we had the the same class, the second class, from 9 to 10.
本堂每年在复活节和感恩节各举行一次的敬礼。
This church conducts a basic Christianity class during the time of Easter and during the time of Thanksgiving.
我上个主日和今天早晨参加这一班，我都心里很受感动。
I was very much moved when I attended this basic Christianity class last Sunday.
我看见一些慕道的朋友，他们很热心地追求这个真理。
Those of us that are pursuing the truth in the basic Christianity class were very enthusiastic about the Word of God.
有些人是从很远的地方，早晨很早就动身来参加。
Many people came from afar.
上一个主日，崇拜散会以后，在谈话的时候，我才晓得，有一个弟兄，他住在 UCLA。很远，可是他没有车子。他早上六点多钟就离开家，坐 bus 再转车，然后来参加九点钟的这个纪要真理班。
After the church service last Sunday, I found that there is someone coming from as far as UCLA having to leave the house at 6 o'clock to take the bus so as to get here by 9 o'clock.
今天早晨又有另外一位，他不是住在 UCLA， 是另外一个地方，也是很远。他是六点多钟动身，他九点半才赶到。虽然迟到了，我们心里面还是因着他很受鼓励。
There's someone else who also lives very far from here, that left his house at a little bit past six, although he came here a little bit late, but the great effort moved us all.
有些在座的慕道的朋友，你错过了这一次参加的机会，我盼望你下一次在听到有这个报告的时候，大概是十月间，我们要开始另外一次，盼望你能够来参加。
Those of us that have missed this opportunity of the basic Christianity class this time and who are interested in pursuing the truth, we are going to have another classDuring the month of October.
感谢主，今天早晨给我们一些很好的圣约。
We thank our Lord for giving us the sacred words this morning.
刚才两位姐妹所唱的诗歌是兄弟非常喜欢的，这个 Handel's Messiah 里面选出来的诗。
Two sisters that presented part of Handel's Messiah is a favorite of Pastor Chang.
每个礼拜天早晨，在还没有崇拜以前，我在后面诗班的房间里跟他们一同祷告，然后开始这个崇拜。
We had an opportunity to pray together before the church service this morning.
我每一个礼拜天早晨都要算一算诗班有几个人。
Every Sunday, I count the number of members in our choir.
今天我非常高兴，我们1981年这个诗班的。这个增长希望能够达到十七个，今天是第一次达到十七个。
We have been hoping that we have 17 members this year, and today is the first time when the choir has 17 people in it.
我觉得神很赐福我们的诗班，他们一定不止十七个，他们还会再多。
We trust that God would bless our choir, and the numbers would keep increasing in our choir.
我记得在1978年。教会的同工在一起开会的时候，我们定了一个教会增长的一个比例。
In 1978, during a co-workers meeting, we laid down the church growth rates for this church.
我们希望教会的每一个单位，主日学、主日崇拜、唱诗班、其他的团体，每一个单位每年能够增加20%。
We planned for each unit of our church, whether it's Sunday school, choir, or the congregation, to increase by 20% each year.
我们的诗班去年的平均出席率，假如我记得不错，大概是14个。希望今年能够增加20%到17%。
Last year, the average attendance for the members of the choir was 14, and we hope to have a 20% increase, which would have been 17 people in the choir.
你们知道去年我们的主日崇拜那个平均人数是多少？ 是199, 差一个就是200。
We have an average of 199 people in the weekly attendance for the church service, only missing 200 by one.
今年我们希望增加 20%, 能够到239。
We hope to have 239, which would have been a 20% increase this year.
我们的 总召带每次主日崇拜快要结束以前，他就站起来在后面数一数，一共有多少人，然后把那个数目放在门口的那个牌子上。
Our usher counts the number attending each Sunday service, and the number is put on the bulletin.
据我的记忆，今年到现在为止，不晓得今天，今年参加主日崇拜最多的一次是238个。 比我们的预定还少一个，所以我们希望大家能够努力，让神的教会能够增长。If
my memory has not failed me, the so far this year we have a maximum number of 238 people, just one away from 239, and we hope to have the numbers keep increasing.
我知道教会的增长需要我们大家一同努力，因为神的教会增长，神的心得到满足，啊，神的名得到荣耀。
We have to strive for these goals so as to glorify the name of our Lord.
We're
very much moved by the choir this morning. They have seemed to attain their goal so that we also have to attain our goals in the congregation.
今天早晨, 我们要看希伯来书第十一章二十三节到二十七节。
This morning, we will read from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 23 through 27.
希伯来书第十一章第二十三节开始。
Beginning with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23.
这里讲到摩西的故事。 他也是一位信心的伟人。
This talks of the story of Moses, a great man of faith.
23节。
Verse 23.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。摩西因着信长大了。 就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱，比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他向往所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及，不怕亡怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见。
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen.
在希伯来书第十一章里面记载了很多信心伟人的名字。
Hebrews chapter 11 has recorded the story of many a great man of faith.
亚伯、以诺、挪亚。
The Abel, Enoch, and Noah had individual faiths.
上一次我们思想亚伯拉罕和他的妻子、和他的儿子、孙子、曾孙子，那是讲到一个家庭的信心。
The faith of Abraham included him and his wife, his children, his great his grandchildren. And this is the faith of a family.
以色列这个民族，从家族变成民族以后，他们中间的第一位大领袖就是摩西，他不是带领一个家庭，他是带领一个种族。
From family to race, Moses was the great leader in faith.
他个人的信心影响到整个民族，整个以色列人对神都有了信心。
His faith had allowed him to influence the whole race so that the Israelites had faith in God.
今天早晨，若是神许可，时间分配的好，我盼望跟大家简单的思想到摩西这个人个人的信心，以及他怎么样影响了全体以色列人的信心。
We should consider the individual faith of Moses as to how his faith affected the faith of the entire race of the Israelites.
刚才我们所读的第23节讲到摩西生下来，他是生长在怎么样的一个时代呢？
Verse 23 speaks of the birth of Moses and also the age in which he was born.
他生活的时候是以色列人在埃及做奴隶的时候。
He was born during the time of enslavement of the Israelites by Egypt.
他生下来的时候就是一个小奴隶。He
was born a slave.
而且他差一点，生下来就被杀死。And
he was nearly killed at birth.
以色列人在埃及本来是自由的人，后来他被埃及的国王辖制，他们成为奴隶，像牛，像马一样。
Once free men, the Israelites were soon enslaved by the king of Egypt, like animals.
埃及的国王法老，他有很多的财宝，他没有地方存放，所以他就让这些以色列人免费的劳工替他做城，寄货城，做两座的寄货城。
King Pharaoh of Egypt had many, many riches. And to store his riches, he made the Israelites build two cities for storage of these riches.
以色列人所过的生活是一个最起码的、勉强能够活的生活。可是法老王还要迫害他们。
The Israelites were merely living a subservient living. But yet, Pharaoh was oppressing them more.
埃及的国王心里想，这些以色列人寄居在我们的国家里面，他们的人数越来越多了，他们的势力越来越大了。假如有一天他们革命怎么办？我们这个王朝被他们推翻，他们也可能从我们这里逃出去。我要失去那么多免费的劳工，我真是不愿意。Now
Pharaoh was thinking that the Israelites are increasing in number, and he was worried that they would be acquiring more power, or else they would have a revolution, or else they would escape. So he had to do something about this.
国王就把以色列人中间的那些收生婆，这是我们中文圣经的翻译。现代的人就说助产士，帮助女孩子这个太太们，不是，这个接生小孩子的这些人，把他们叫来，说假如说你看见一个以色列人的太太要生小孩，生下来是男的让他死掉，把他杀了，女的让他活着。
So Pharaoh recalled all the midwives in the land and told them that if any Israelites should bear a boy, these boys should be killed and only let the girls live.
后来又下一个命令，假如你们以色列人生下来是男孩子，自动的把他丢在河里淹死。
And then he decreed that those who bear a male child should toss the child into the river.
摩西就是生活在那样的一个时代，他是个男孩子，他很危险。Now
Moses was living in such an age where peril was all around him.
想到摩西，我想到我们在座很多青年的弟兄姐妹。
When I think of Moses, I think of many, many young people in our midst.
我们身在美国的年轻人，在今天是全世界可以说是最幸福的年轻人。
Now, the young people living in the United States are the most blessed the world over.
你们家里的冰箱里面有吃不完的东西，你们只要用功读书，你们有最好受教育的环境。
You cannot finish eating the things in your refrigerator, and if you are willing, you have the best education available to you.
可是很多的时候，我们习惯了，我们身在福中不知福。
Many a time we are so used to the abundance, and we don't know of the blessings around us.
有些时候不知不觉的，我们有了骄傲的心。
And unnoticingly, we become very arrogant.
因为环境太好了，太顺利了，这个人在人格方面他是脆弱的，所以很多的青年人一帆风顺，他遇见一点打击他就灰心了。
Now the circumstances are too good, and we could become very fragile in our characters, so that once we meet difficulties, we fall apart.
很多的时候我们像在暖房里的花开得很漂亮，却不像在冬天的那些松啊、薄啊、美啊，那些经得住寒冷的天气的植物。
We are just like a plant in greenhouses, so we cannot stand much, unlike the pines that could stand, and other plants that could stand severe winters.
年轻的时候因为骄傲不能够被神用，年老的时候又觉得自己样样都不行了，灰心了，又不能够给神用。所以很多人的一生呢，年轻的时候没有用，年老的时候没有用，一生都没有用。
Because we are arrogant when we are young, we are not willing to serve God, and when we become old, we think that we're useless, and we don't think that we could serve God anymore, and that's how we waste our entire life.
摩西是在一个艰难的环境里面被神训练的一个勇士，他为神做了很了不起的工作。
Now, Moses was trained like a soldier in very difficult times so that he could handle great tasks later on.
以色列人在埃及受苦的时候，他们就开始向神祷告，神啊，求你救我们。神听见他们的祷告。
Now, when the Israelites were suffering in Egypt, they prayed to God to save them, so God listened to their prayers.
有一天神让摩西看见一个异象。
God allowed Moses to have a vision one day, to see a vision one day.
在野外的地方他看见有一堆的杂草荆棘被火烧着，可是很奇怪的，本来那个东西一烧就会烧光的，可是那一堆的荆棘一直烧一直烧一直烧，可是没有把它烧坏。
God allowed him to see a bush in the wilderness to catch fire, and yet this bush was not consumed in the fire.
神要借着那个异象教导摩西一件重要的事。
God used this vision to teach Moses a great lesson.
那个被荆棘烧着的火就好像在埃及受大痛苦的以色列人一样。
The fire was like the sufferings of the Israelites in Egypt.
埃及人看不起以色列人，觉得这些人不算是人，他们就像那个荆棘一样一点价值没有，可是神说这是我的百姓，这是我所爱的，虽然是有苦难，可是神保佑他们，让他们能够不被消灭。
Now the Israelites in Egypt were worthless just like the bush, but God did not allow them to be wiped out just like the bush that was not consumed in the fire.
他们越是受压迫，他们的人数越来越多了。到了摩西的那个时代，以色列人差不多有200万人了。
The more they were oppressed, the more their numbers increased until they reached around 2 million people.
他们的经验 就好像但以理的三个朋友的经验一样，在火窑里面，可是神与他们同在，神保佑他们。
Now the experience of these Israelites were like the experience of Daniel and his friends that were saved in boiling oil.
神要借着摩西拯救他的同胞们，可是神让摩西自己先知道神能够救他。
God allowed Moses to know that he could save him and the Israelites.
摩西生下来，他的父母知道国王的命令，可是他们又爱这个孩子，怎么办？把他藏在家里，等到不能再藏的时候，只有把他放到河边去。
Moses' parents knew that the king wanted to kill all the males, so they hid him in the household until they could hide him no more, and they tossed him into the river.
他们不忍心把他丢在河里淹死，一个三个月大的孩子，他们就把他放在一个小的箱子里面，放在河上可以浮。
But they would not simply toss him into the river to let him die, but to put him in a wicker basket so that he could be afloat in the river.
有人说圣经里面记载了两个方舟，那个大的方舟救了挪亚全家，那个小的方舟救了这个小婴孩摩西。
There are two arcs in the Bible. One was the great ark of Noah. The other little ark was this one, the wicker basket that saved Moses.
我相信当那一天摩西的父母两个人决定把这个孩子放到河里去的时候，他们心里面一定非常舍不得。
You could imagine how sorrowful Moses' parents were when they put this child afloat in this wicker basket.
他们一定向神迫切地祷告。
We trust that they must have earnestly prayed to God.
他们对神说，神啊，你知道我们多爱这个孩子，可是我们不能救他，我们把他交在你的手里，假如你愿意，求你救他的这条小命。
Now they must have prayed like, God, you know how much we love this child, but we couldn't save him, so we commit him into your hands and you save him.
把自己心里最爱的凭着信心交托给神。
To use faith to commit the ones that we love most.
神听祷告实在太奇妙。
God is very special and very, very wonderful when he listens to prayers.
刚好那一天，刚好那个时候，国王的女儿刚好走到河的边上。
It was so miraculous that the daughter of Pharaoh was bypassing the river that day.
那个小的箱子在河里面流，刚好到那个时候被法老的女儿看见，她也不晓得箱子是什么东西。当她打开的时候，也不早也不晚，刚打开，那个小孩子突然有光，她就醒了，就哭了。这个法老的女儿看见那个小孩子哭，她就动了慈爱的心，她就说，我把她收养到王宫里去算了。你看奇妙不奇妙？
It so happens that Pharaoh's daughter noticed this wicker basket, opened it. Just at that moment, Moses cried when he saw light, and Pharaoh's daughter was moved at this sight, so she brought Moses to the palace.
还有更奇妙的事。
And there's another miraculous thing.
正当那个国王的女儿看见这个小箱子捡起来的时候，摩西的姐姐她就跟着那个小箱子在旁边远远的看，她就跑到国王的女儿的面前说，嘿，你要不要我给你找一个人做这个小孩子的奶妈？
It so happens that Moses' sister was by the Pharaoh's daughter, and when she saw that Pharaoh's daughter noticed Moses, she went right up to Pharaoh's daughter and said, Would you want me to find a nurse for you?
这个英文讲的 nurse 啊，我不晓得我们在座的是不是懂英文的都懂的。我们在中国有这个奶妈啊。啊，小孩子生下来妈妈的奶不够吃啊，请一个奶妈用这个奶来喂这个小孩子，不是普通医院里的护士。
This nurse is not like the nurse that works in the hospital, but rather when a child is born, the natural mother does not have enough milk. That's why they have to hire somebody that could provide milk for the child. This is what we call a nurse in this context.
那个国王的女人就说，好啊，你到哪里去找啊？ 结果摩西的姐姐就把她的妈妈带来了。当然，摩西妈妈不敢说这是我的孩子，法老的女儿不知道，所以摩西的妈妈就养这个孩子，法老的女儿还给她工钱，这是天下的大奇事。It's
miraculous that Pharaoh's daughter said, "Great, bring this nurse." And it so happens that Moses' sister brought Moses' natural mother. Not only could she feed her child, but she also got paid in the process.
这个国王的女儿就给这个小孩子起一个名字，叫做摩西。这个摩西是什么意思？就是拉出来的意思。他的意思就是说，你这个小孩呀，是我把你从水里救上来的。摩西。Pharaoh's
daughter named Moses, meaning drawing him out of the water.
母亲每天在喂孩子吃奶的时候，一定常常想到，神啊，这个孩子是你救的，求你让他对你有信仰，让他成为一生一个有用的人。You
could imagine that Moses' mother would say, would pray to God that this child was saved by God, and hope that Moses would learn the truth from God.
从摩西生下来三个月开始，一直到他四十岁，他住在埃及的王宫里面。From
birth until age 40, Moses was living in a palace.
他生活的环境是最好的。He
was in the best of circumstances.
他接受了最高等的教育。He
had the best of education.
可惜的就是，他像很多环境好的人一样。
Like many people who are raised in the best of circumstances, he became arrogant.
可是圣经上讲，摩西四十岁的时候，他从王宫里出去，他去看他的那些同胞以色列人在那里做苦工。When
Moses left the palace, he saw the great difficulties of his fellow Israelites.
他关心那些受苦的人。
He had a compassion for those who were suffering.
想到摩西的事情，我常常想到我们从远东来到美国的中国人。When
I think of Moses, I think also of people that are coming from the Far East to come to the United States.
我们在这里生活条件比较好。We
have the best living conditions here.
我们是否想念在家乡里面那些受苦难的人？
Do we think of our folks that are suffering back in the Far East?
摩西，他从王宫里走出来，走到那些受苦难的同胞那里去，表示他爱他们，他同情他们。Moses
leaving the palace to be in the midst of the suffering means he had compassion for these people in suffering.
有些时候我们心里也会想，为了那些同胞，我们能够做一点什么？Can
we think of something that we can do for these suffering people?
他们需要一些物质上的供给，他们更需要心灵里面的平安。They
need material things, but they need spiritual things and peace inside even more.
在本堂有一位青年的姊妹，前些时候她对我说，她愿意利用暑假的时间到远东去看一看。A
sister told me that she would be willing to use this summer to go to the Far East to take a look.
我说，你要到那里去做什么事呢？And
what would you be doing in the Far East?
她说，我觉得神感动我，应该传福音给在远东的那些人，我愿意把我的这一个暑假奉献出来。
She said that God has moved her to use this summer to spread the gospel in the Far East.
有几分钟给这个姊妹在我讲到以后做一个简短的见证。
I hope to be short in this morning's message, so as to allow a little time for the testimony of this sister this morning.
等一会儿你们知道她是谁，我盼望你们大家用祷告来支持她。
In a little while you will know who she is, but please keep her in your prayers.
摩西当时的心情就是这样，我要出去看一看那些人。
Moses was thinking along these lines, and he wanted to take a look at the rest of his folks.
他看见一个外国人欺负他的同胞，他很气愤，他就起来把那个外国人打了，打死了，后来埋在沙土里。
He saw a Gentile belittling, bullying his fellow Israelites, so he killed this person.
等到他第二天的时候，他还是去看他们。
The second day, he also went out to look after these people.
这个第二天令他非常的难过，因为他看见两个人在打架，都是他自己的同胞。
He was shocked when he said when he saw that the two people fighting were his own people.
他对那个欺负人的那个同胞说：“你为什么欺负自己人呢？别人欺负我们还不够吗？我们还要自己彼此欺负吗？”
He said to his fellow Israelite, "Isn't it enough for other people to oppress us? Why is it that you are oppressing your own brother?"
那个人就回答摩西说：“吼，谁让你来管闲事啊？”你还要想对待我像你昨天对待那个人一样吗？
Then this person said, "Who are you to tell me this? You want me to treat you the way you treated this other person the other day that you killed?"
摩西听见这个话，他心里很害怕，因为他昨天打死那个人的时候，他以为没有人知道，结果别人都知道。
He was Moses was shocked because he was thinking that nobody saw this act, but now he found out that someone saw.
后来那个国王也知道国王就要杀摩西，所以摩西就逃走了。从埃及逃出去，在野外的地方，他做了一个放羊的人。
Pharaoh found about this, so Moses had to put himself in flight into the wilderness.
摩西的第一个四十年是在王宫里，第二个四十年大不相同，他成为一个卑微的一个放羊的人。
The first 40 years Moses was living in the palace, but the second 40 years Moses was a lowly person tending to sheep.
他那个爱同胞的心始终没有改变，可是神让他学习了一个功课。你爱同胞是不错，可是你用你的那个属血气的方法想要救你的同胞，不但不能救他们，连你自己都不能救。
Now, Moses' compassion for his own people did not cease, but God knew that Moses was using his own temperament to try to save these people, and God knew that he could not do so by his own temperament.
我们弟兄姐妹都盼望服侍神，服侍神是做属灵的事情。
Now we hope to serve God. Serving God is a spiritual matter.
属灵的事情要用属灵的方法做，这是神让摩西学的一个功课。
Spiritual matters calls for use of spiritual method. This is the lesson that God wanted Moses to learn.
神让摩西学习依靠神，让神做。
God wanted Moses to know, to learn to depend on God and do according to God.
大家可以想象得到，你叫一个王子去放羊，他心里面一定不甘心的。一年不甘心，两年不甘心，五年不甘心，十年不甘心，神就让他一直放，一直放，一直放，等到放了四十年以后，他心灵里面一点骄傲都没有，很谦卑。
Now, to be like a prince, and then to be tending sheep, Moses was must be very unwilling, and God let him tend to sheep year after year after year, until he tended sheep 40 years.Until he has lost all his previous arrogance.
等到他八十岁的时候，神让他看见我刚才所提到的那个异象，荆棘被火烧，却没有烧毁。
Now, at age 80, Moses suddenly recalled the vision that God had him see, which is the fire in the bush, the fire not consuming the bush.
神对摩西说：“我听见了我的百姓在以色列，在埃及所受的痛苦。”现在我要差遣你去把他们救出来。
God told Moses, "I know of the sufferings of the Israelites, and now I send you to save them from these sufferings."
当时摩西怎么说？ 他说神啊我算什么我怎么配
And Moses would say to God I am really not worthy of this
他不是不愿意他是觉得他不配
It's not that he was not unwilling but he considered himself unworthy
可是神对他说你不要怕我跟你同在你去
God told Moses Go don't be afraid because I will be with you
在这个地方我们看见摩西救以色列人的这个故事有很宝贵属灵的意义
There's a very special spiritual message here about the saving of the Israelites by God using Moses
埃及就是代表这个罪恶的世界
Egypt represents this world of sin
埃及的那个国王法老就是代表魔鬼撒旦
Pharaoh represents Satan
以色列人在埃及在法老的手下做牛做马就是表明这个世界上的人在魔鬼的权势之下在罪恶中非常的痛苦
The suffering masses of the Israelites is just like the suffering people who are living in sin of this world
摩西要把他们从埃及救出来就是代表耶稣基督所要做的这个伟大的工作他要把我们从罪恶的痛苦里救出来
The saving of these Israelites represent the saving of Christ of the world from sin
神要差遣摩西去做这一件伟大的工作摩西他需要付相当大的代价
Now, Moses has to pay a great price to have these Israelites saved
我请大家注意刚才我们所念的希伯来书第十一章
Please pay special attention to chapter 11 verse
24节
24.
请大家注意看你的圣经希伯来书十一章二十四节
Chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，注意啊，他就不肯称为法老女儿的儿子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害。大家注意，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。他因着信就离开埃及注意所以说不怕往怒因为他恒心忍耐如同看见那不能看见的主在这一段圣经里面讲到摩西三个不三个不
Verse 24 By faith Moses when he had grown up refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin considering the reproach of Christ's greater richestthan the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was unseen. It speaks of the three no's from Moses.
第一个讲到他不肯，他不肯称为法老的女儿。
First, he was unwilling to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
第二，他说他不愿意暂时享受最终的快乐。
Secondly, he was unwilling to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
第三讲到，他要带领以色列人从埃及出来的时候，那个国王一再的禁止他、拦阻他。这里说他不怕王的愤怒，他做谁要他做的事情。
Thirdly, he was not afraid of Pharaoh, who was keeping the Israelites, but he rather go with God's. Will.
我们在座有很多中国国学根基很好的人。
Many of us are very well learned in the studies of Chinese literature.
我相信你们记得在中国的书上有这样的三句话。
We trust that those who know Chinese have heard these three verses.
讲到一个有伟大品格的人他的表现。
Which speaks of a man of great character.
贫贱不能移，富贵不能淫，威武不能屈。
Unswaying in poverty, unadulterated in prosperity, and unyielding in oppression.
第一句话怎么说呢？说一个伟大的人，虽然他很地位很卑微，可是他并不会因为自己地位卑微啊，他就好像觉得有点自卑感或者是怎么样。
The first speaks of a person who is rather lowly. Although he was lowly, he will not have self-pity.
第二句话的意思，富贵不能淫，就是讲到一个人他的环境非常好，可是在这个很富裕的环境里面，他的品格不会渐渐的腐化。
The second speaks of being unadulterated in prosperity. Although he is living in prosperity, he did not have the decadence that goes with prosperity.
第三句话的意思，威武不能屈，就是说当一个人受到很大力量的压迫的时候，他能够站得稳他的立场。
Now, thirdly, unyielding in oppression. It speaks of a person who in oppression was able to stand firm.
用这三句话来描写圣经中的摩西，我想是非常恰当的。
It's very appropriate to use these three verses to describe Moses.
他是一个卑微的希伯来人的孩子，他有机会称为国王的女儿的儿子，可是他不稀罕你。
Now, although Moses was lowly, being a Hebrew, and he had the riches of the Pharaoh's court, but he was not swaying to the riches.
那个收养摩西的那个国王的女儿，后来她做国王20年之久，所以摩西当时在以色列的，在埃及国的地位很高。他假如想要做国王，他就可以做，可是他把王位都放弃。
Now, Pharaoh's daughter reigned the land of Egypt for 20 years. It was very easy for Moses to take over the reign afterwards, but he was willing to let go of this opportunity.
这就是刚才我们所唱的第77首，对不对？我宁愿有耶稣，我宁愿有耶稣胜过做君王统治万方，却被罪恶捆绑。这就是摩西的经验。
It's just like in hymn 77, the experience of Moses was like this hymn, that he would rather have Jesus than silver or gold, than to be king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway.
圣经上讲到摩西，他宁可和神的百姓一同受苦害，他不愿意暂时享受那个最终的快乐。
Moses was willing to suffer with the masses of the Hebrews rather than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
他的价值观念跟一般的世人不一样。
His value system was quite apart, quite different from common people.
他宁愿暂时受一点苦，得到永远的赏赐。
He rather suffer these temporary difficulties and to have a crown that is everlasting, everlasting.
他不怕国王的命令，国王的拦阻，国王的禁止，他觉得神要他做那件事情，他勇敢地去做。
He was not afraid of the decree of Pharaoh. He was committed to what God wanted him to do.
要紧的，他知道，不是神帮助他不帮助他的问题，乃是他是不是自己站在神的那一边的问题。
He was not wondering about whether God was helping him or not, but that he was wondering whether he was on the side of God.
他恒心忍耐，如同看见那个不能看见的主。
He was enduring as seeing him who is unseen.
摩西的一生遭遇到很多很多的苦难。
Moses lived a life